Barbers and hairdressers should not burden their customers with additional costs following the new rate for haircuts, said Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Minister, Datuk Alexander Nantalingi yesterday, 7 June. According to the minister, hair salons can only charge customers based on the actual costs of protective gear used during their haircut, and no additional RM10 fee should be imposed if COVID-19 prevention kits cost less than that. For example, if the process of cutting hair involves only the use of face mask, disposable apron, gloves and hand sanitizer, then only the cost of these items can be charged on the customer other than the original cost for a haircut, said Datuk Alexander in a statement recorded by FMT, Bernama and Malay Mail. The domestic trade minister said this in response to a message he received from a representative of the Malaysian Hairdressing Groups Association, that an additional fee of between RM5 to RM10 would be charged to every customer when hair salons resume operations on Wednesday, 10 June, as the use of COVID-19 protective gear will increase operating costs, following the SOPs released by the government. He further clarified his example by saying, "I wish to give an example once more with the assumption that the additional equipment involved are plastic aprons to cover the consumer's body at the price of RM3, cost of gloves RM0.50 and hand sanitizers RM0.30, then the total additional costs that can be imposed as only RM3.80. Hair salon operators cannot impose additional charges of up to RM10. To assure consumers that they aren't taken advantage of, Alexander added that the ministry's enforcement personnel will carry out inspections at barbershops and hair salons. He also suggested that the premises display a list of prices for each additional item and the service charge inflicted on the customers to allow transparency and avoid confusion. If consumers feel as though they are still being charged unreasonable additional charges, they can lodge a report to the ministry through the following channels: WhatsApp at 019-279-4317, call center at 1-800-886-800, email aduan at kpdnhep.gov.my. These complaints will be investigated under Section 14 of the Price Control and Anti-Profiteering Act 2011. Take note, hairdressers and customers. Also read, PM, Malaysians are still not allowed to travel overseas until the 31st of August. You have reached the end of this story.